Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to Petoskey you go.
Absolutely. Over at the co-worker's house here in Riley. Coming up. Off we go.
Well, good morning. And W8RCY is somewhat vertical. Not much. But, yeah. Got the windows open here in Madison Heights and getting some fresh air in here for the first time in days. Where'd you say you were on the road?
I'm in Riley off of Bell River.
Okay, had to think about that one for a second. All right. Well, like I said, just take your time, you'll get there. And, got, what, about a five-hour drive?
Living up here gives me an extra hour or so, or less than an hour, I guess you could say. So I think like 3 hours, just under four, I think.
Yeah, it sounds about right, four, because it's, what, 5 hours to the bridge, I think. Last time I crossed the bridge was a long time ago when I went to Marquette. I know Marquette's about almost a nine-hour drive from Metro Detroit, so, yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Well, you two, you and I seem to be the only two that are out here right now, so haven't heard from anybody else yet.
Yeah, by way of Apple Maps, Google Maps, or Maps, 3 hours and 37.
What does the Rand McNally map say? Does it give you a time?
10 and a half strands of crow flies. Wait, is there an app for Rand McNally? Never thought of that.
Well, as old as I am, I probably started with Rand McNally, then I went to the AAA books, those spiral-bound AAA books that you got from AAA insurance people and stuff like that, and then all the eventual GPS stuff started coming out. But, I'm talking about the early GPS stuff, like TomTom and a few of the others, but... Now, when I started working for Verizon, I had a really good, what I thought was a really good GPS map. Now Verizon doesn't even use GPS anymore. I don't even think it's available. Now I guess you got the one that's Wave or Waze or something like that. I'm starting to adapt to that a little bit.
Now I started with Rand McNally, and then went to the AAA maps. I had the TomTom, the Magellan, and I got the phone. And yeah, I do Waze too. Waze is cool because you can set it up where if there's a police officer in the area, it says, cop reported. Cop has CC stands for cookie. Do you think they want a cookie?
Well, that's the only part about it I don't like. I want straight up, straightforward information. I don't need the little things about that. But I guess that's part of the reason why I missed my Verizon one that I had. And in the time that I worked, I started right just before all this digital stuff started in 2002, I think is when it was launched. Initially the digital age, and by 2003 or 4 we had, all this other stuff like mobile web before you have internet and all these other things. Hang on. I shut it off. Sorry about that. But yeah, it's just the technology's changing and what's going to replace Waze, I don't know, but something someday, somewhere down the pipeline is going to replace it, that's for sure.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. I got maps on my screen, so that makes it easier. ATVF, good morning, Dakota. I'm heading to Petoskey. KCKQ.
Morning, Jen. Tom, safe travel. They should go back to that same job when he gets back to you. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning to you, sir. We'll let you put in your 2 cents this morning. Well, I'm still fumbling around. I haven't even seen the coffee pot yet.
I'm already one cup of half and half in, and I just picked up a 24 over at Sunrise. Indiana, Dakota, I'm going up to that hospital again. This time it's for the access system.
This time you don't have to worry about getting cold, at least. I'm on my way in, almost the whole road here. As far as the GPS thing, I am one of those guys that can't get behind Waze. I don't know why. I know it's based off Google Maps. I don't know. I don't ever use it. I was never a fan. I don't know if it's the aesthetic I don't like. Apple Maps is what I use. I complain about it all the time because it does really stupid stuff. I think Google Maps is the best, but I'm one of those guys who, if I have an iPhone, I use Apple Maps. If I have an Android, I use Google Maps.
Uh-huh. Good morning. Uh-huh. Go ahead, I'll let you take it.
Same here. I run Google Maps. I've tried Waze numerous times. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I don't find any serious fault with it, but I just like Google Maps. And I thought the extra gadgetry of Waze, you know, car broke down on the side of the road, cop ahead, things like that were, you know, enough, but it just wasn't enough for me to break away. And I got an iPhone, too, and if I ever do my maps on that, I use the native app on that as well. So I agree. It's like I use the one that's native, just thinking that that's the best one. Probably incorrect. And then think, what, you know, the other one's downloaded. So if it were better, it would come with the phone. I guess that's what I'm thinking psychologically. I don't know. It's there's no rational reason. I'm a Google Map guy mostly, 90% of the time. Having said that, I think I'm running Waze right now lately, the last couple of days, to try to give it the 100th honest try. Who gets it next? I guess Donald.
Yeah, Waze is something new to me, and like I say, I'm not for all the little characters or anything like that. It reminds me of like a Pac-Man game. But I remember when Verizon had their first rounds of navigation, and I guess just because I worked for the company at that time, I just got so used to it and attached to it that when they dropped it and VZ Navigator disappeared off of their selection of stuff, I was very disappointed and lost. It's plain old Google Maps, and their direction system works pretty much well for me now. I forgot who's after me. I think it's Tom.
No, there's a repeater, and that's me. I'm the same way with the Waze. I mean, I've tried it a couple times, and it's kind of cluttered because you got all the other Waze drivers, and so, you know, all the different icons and this and that. I just couldn't get used to it. So I just used the, like Sean said, the native map app on the iPhone. And it works just fine. It gets me to where I need to go. And I turn off the audio because I don't want to be driving. Here's what I'm saying. Turn left when the screen's right here. And I can see it, you know, a mile before my exit kind of thing. KCKGO over to Dakota.
That ain't DBF. So to take it a step further, too, depending on what phone you have and what the default browser is, say you Google something that you're trying to get to, right? We say Google, which is funny because we could be on an iPhone using Safari, which is what I use. It'll open. I don't think there's any way they can change it, but it'll open in your map app. So if I Google something in Safari, it opens in Apple Maps. I can't get it to open in Google Maps unless I delete Apple Maps. So the native thing kind of plays a part. And, yeah, I think the clutter and the arcade-esque
design of Waze is what keeps me away from it. But at the end of the day, I have a Garmin 700i that I keep in my backpack and carry it every single day, and anything is better than using the City Navigator maps on that thing.
Yeah, or my when I'm biking, I use my Wahoo. Works okay, but it's a far cry from a full-blown app. I could use my, instead of having that bike computer, although the bike computer has some functionality that makes it good. But I'll tell you, you can almost do all the stuff on the phone, and, you know, and then get take advantage of the really good maps of the phone when you're biking, bicycling. So, you know, they even got them now that can do your power meters and speed and cadence and all that stuff. So the phone's even taken over that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know, what is it if you Google something, what does it bring up automatically? You can probably change it, you know, in some default setting. But that's important. The other one I noticed is how does it integrate with music? Because a lot of times when I've got my phone jacked in, you know, I want to hear the cues, unlike Tom, and but I want to listen to music. So if I have my, I think, I can't remember which one. I think for a while Waze was the one that was knocking it out of the park with that. You know, that I could run just about any music app I wanted, and Waze would perfectly integrate with it. But Google does a really good job of that now, so I wouldn't know if one's better than the other. Donald, WEFQ, get my coffee.
Yeah, as far as integration goes with all this other stuff, when I started with Verizon, we only had, you know, what you had with VZW Navigator, but there was no integration with the technology you have today, you know, with these display screens and, you know, Apple Play and Android Auto or something like that, whatever those two services are to integrate everything and put it all together. And most of you know I don't drive much at all, so I'm not totally 100% up on the technology, but, when I do Uber, though, I have a couple of Uber drivers that I work with, and, they've got their navigation thing going, but they're running two phones at one time just to take one person somewhere, and, companies like Metro Cars that I used to go to and from the airport, they've got the same system, plus they got the navigation system in whatever vehicle they pick me up in. So I don't know how some of those people run two or three systems at a time, but, you know, that's their living and that's what works for them. Tom?
Yeah, since I hooked my work phone up to the van, you know, with the Apple Play, it pops up and I hit the maps and but I'm also able to listen to music while, you know, the maps are going, so it makes it a more enjoyable ride than sitting there driving in silence. The audio connection, I think I did that before, it worked okay. I just can't remember if I got the audio and the map at the same time. Go ahead, Dakota, if you're still there, you're not at work yet.
Just turned into my driveway here. I remember back in the day, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, I think that's when they had Google Play Music. I don't know if any of you use that or remember that, like the little orange Dorito-looking icon. And it integrated with Google Maps to where it would split-screen itself to where you could control the music and see your map at the same time. And I thought that was like the pinnacle of navigation back in the day. Obviously, this was before Android Auto and before CarPlay, but... yeah, I use CarPlay, so I jump in the truck, it starts automatically, pulls up the map, and then in my truck I've got my display or my dash is an Android tablet, essentially, so there's two-thirds of the screen is the CarPlay, and then the other third of the screen is, like, the native truck, whatever. I can put a clock or my music or whatever, so everything I need is right there, but, man, what a weird topic today. All right, I'm going to clear out of here. I got to get inside. This week's going to be a fun one. I may catch you guys later. If not, have a good day. At ADDF.
All right, Dakota. We'll catch you later. I'll keep it short so everybody can say bye.
Bye, Dakota. Tom?
Hi, Dakota. Don't let them make you pull your hair out.
Okay, so I'm turning in my parking lot as well. So, yeah, we live in good times when it comes to that stuff. I've often said, I don't know why they even bother with just give us a mirroring display in our cars. We don't need anything. You keep it. Just, well, amplification and speakers. You know, installed amplification speakers, put them in a screen that can mirror your device of choice. I used to always get the navigation with my vehicles when I bought them. And in the last this one, I don't know, I didn't. And, you know, I have not missed it. I jack the phone in, and like Dakota said, it pops right up. You know, like a whole half of the screen is my navigation, and then I've got the other half divided into two quadrants. And it's got like messages, you know, or something, you know, that you kind of rotate through different things. Music is definitely one of them. And I can switch it up too. I can, you know, I can bring the music full screen or, you know, move them around a little bit. So it's kind of cool. Ah, what marvelous technology times we live in. But my classic, the old granddad of all navigation systems, is telling me that I am in the parking lot getting ready to park, so I will make this my last. Catch you guys later. Donald, W8FU.
As the old granddad of map systems, are we talking about the system in your blue company car there? Because I know that's a much older vehicle, and I was thinking as you were talking, when you go on road trips for work, does that thing even have a system in it that works? Real quick before you check in.
Got nothing. The old granddad system's the gray matter between my ears. Later, W8FU.
I copy that, but yeah, I was thinking about the company car and what I remember it. I mean, I see more radio stuff in it than I do anything else. So, all right, you have a great day. And I'm going to check out, too, because I got to find the coffee pot, I got to find the shower, and I got to get my day started. Even though on Wednesdays I don't do anything. It's just nice having fresh air in here. Tom, over to you, and to you, sir, as I sign off. Have a great day. Have a safe trip, safe travels, and we'll hear you on the way home. W8RCY.
And yeah, I'll be on and off on my way up there and see where I can get to. TCKJ, you guys have a great day.
Chat with you when you're a little closer. Keep cool. Talk out too much today.
like, what the what? 4 days in a row of 90-degree heat, over 90-degree heat, no loss of power. In the last 15 minutes, the power's gone out 4 times and come right back on. I'm telling you, we're in some kind of weird aura going on. W-A-R-C-Y.
Cold and wet out. What are you talking about?
That's true. It's a cold dampness.
Oh, the humanity, these guys, is what I said. The humanity. 4 days of 90-plus degree heat, no power failure. 4 power outages in the last 20 minutes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, who's not happy over on the FBI? Let's see. It was Phil's repeater.
Phil's repeater.
Yeah, we've been seeing that. It comes, lasts for 10, 15 minutes, so it'll do that, and then it goes away and doesn't come back for a week. It's weird, trying to track it down.
Finish this until someone puts a monitor on that computer. Is it nap time yet? Did you see, Sean, I sent an email last night? Look at me being all happy and proper.
Meeting ADIX.
Uh-oh. Got a license returned. Got to deal with it. WFU.
Have fun. Go, yes. ADIX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha, X-ray mobile.
WDAKLO monitoring.
Oh my God, the ULS is just so frustrating.
You stuck what in your where?
You did what to who? No, the ULS website. Oh my God, it's like, ugh.
Oh yeah, what do you expect from the federal government?
Maybe we can cut that department, too.
Just make it a YOLO type thing? Yeah, apply your personal protection ground as needed. That's right, you do that. So anyhow, I replied to that email finally from there. I added 2 people to it that were doing the project with that group, too, so I'm just trying to be inclusive.
Hey, Sean, did you want to go to contact with me?
Sure, when you want to do that.
I could leave the office now. What time? What's your schedule look like?
I got a license that's giving me grief. Let me try to get through this here when I'm done. I do lunch about 11:30. We could maybe plan on 11:30 and then lunch after.
Okay. I'll call you. I'll stay in the parking lot at your place, and I'll tell you when I'm in the parking lot.
Okie doke. I mean, I'll probably be available a little before that, but I got to get back on this. I got to get this knocked out. I'm right in the middle of a returned application, and I'm on this website. It's a nightmare. I don't want to back out. All right. Could be earlier, but let's just figure 11:30. So we had a few.
WABD.
WABD Mobile.
WABIJ, Rutherford, Michigan, calling.
Okay, use 4 is ZYQ.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Did you hear me calling? I was wondering if you did or did you just stop here on this repeater. Over.
Oh, actually, I heard you calling. And I just getting ready to get up from the radio and go in the kitchen to get me dessert from lunch. And figured I'd shout out before I do that. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Joe. I wasn't sure if you were just checking in the repeater. So, I don't know. Do you remember my call sign? Over.
Well, I actually, believe it or not, I heard the last few 3 letters of your call sign before I went to get up to go to the kitchen. And I says, I know that guy. I have to contact him before I get my dessert.
Excuse me, I figured maybe you dozed off. There's times I'll wake up in the morning and it seems like, it's taking a while to go back to sleep and I have to tell my mind. I said, I'm going back to sleep. I don't want to get up. Next thing I know, I wake up again. I said, geez, I think I fell asleep. And fell asleep again, which is good. And it seems to work for me. Well, I'm not going to keep you, Joe. I think you want to get that dessert over.
No hurry. My body will survive and my taste buds will be all right till I get to it, but I had nothing. I had a choice between a couple of different choices, but I couldn't help but reach out. So how are you doing today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Thanks for asking. I'm doing pretty good. I got some exercise that I got to do here for my legs, and I'm going to do that the next half hour, do them for strengthening. And let's see here. Went and saw the chiropractor today. Got an adjustment and got back early. So got a few things done. I think I did more yesterday because I stayed in. Yesterday I did more things at the house inside than I did anything else. I did not want to go out there for very any length of time. It's still kind of humid out there. It's cooler. I think it's 73, but it feels more humid than what the National Weather Service is reporting. So I left the air on in the house. I was hoping that I might be able to turn it off and open the windows, but I don't think so. Back to you.
K-A-W-O-J. KU4ZYQ in the group there, got you in there, Rick. Yeah, I hear you about to open the windows and not know if it's going to rain or not or whatever. It's hit and miss lately. We haven't had a stretch. Well, we did have original stretch of warm weather and dry, but now that the storms have started, we got the up and down of the temperatures, humidity, the rain and wind and, you know, the storms coming in and out. But, hey, it's that time of year, I guess. Well, let's hear from that other country there, that WOJ. Go ahead and take it. I can pass it over to VIJ, KU4ZYQ.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas, Joe and Greg. Hope you're doing good today. I just heard you in there. It came out for a smoke and fired up the handheld here, and there you guys were. Anyway, I just wanted to tell Greg I heard him on DMR the other night, and but I couldn't get back to him. quick enough. This radio seems extremely more complicated to use than my regular analog radio, so by the time I got there, I guess you were gone. But anyway, having a little bit of fun with it. Greg, go ahead.
Wonder if you got a phone call or something happened there, KU4ZYQ. Well, anyhow, so how's Rambo doing there, Mr. Rick?
Oh, he's spicy as ever. I'm still losing blood every day. Thankfully, not a lot, though. He's napping at the moment.
WACIJ returning.
We thought you, Greg, we thought you fell off the edge of the earth there. We must have got a phone call or something. But what's new and exciting with Greg? Over to you, and we'll reverse the order.
Rick, I wanted to tell you that I was probably got off the frequency because there was nobody on it at the time, and I probably should have waited because I thought I'd be able to reach. I think his name is what the heck's his name? KC8. He's in Lansing, Michigan. Gosh, it escapes me right now the guy's name, and I should know it, but. So I probably left the frequency because I thought there was a net on at the time, and I missed it. But it seemed like everybody was gone. And probably left and didn't keep the radio on. So that's probably why I did what I did. Is I left. But next time I call out there, I'm going to leave it on just in case you're trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that might have been that. What was it? Michigan DMR TechNet or something on Monday night. I set in on that too. I kind of got in on that. Kind of having fun. I just got this thing working Sunday, and it's a little confusing for me. the only repeater, I'm going through a repeater, and the only repeater I can reach is that CMC in Detroit. And it seems, I think through the programming, you can monitor two slots at the same time or something like that. So anyway, something comes in, and I've got to try to figure out which one of the slots is on, and then try to get there real quick. So it takes me a minute or two to get there, but I'm learning. KEAWOJ, Joe, go ahead.
Well, one thing I seem to do or try to do, Greg and Rick, is when I call out for somebody, if I'm getting on the radio, I call out twice, and then on the third time I'll say no contact with whoever I was calling for, and I'll give my call sign. So that gives three times that somebody, if they got time to get to the radio, they might have it on and turned on, but in a different room, and it gives them three times to get to it. And when I go to sign off, FYI, Greg, I don't know if you've done this, but when I go to sign off or try to get somebody, nobody's there, I'll sign off. I always wait about at least 30 seconds to sometimes a minute or more. Because some people like to make They may be driving if you're trying to get somebody that's driving, and finally after a minute or so, they always do a comeback. So I don't know. It doesn't always work, but it's a plan. Over to you, Greg.
Oh, he disappeared again. I think he fell out of his chair. Anyway, I just wanted to hop in and say howdy, fellas. I don't want to tie the channel up here. So you guys have a great day, and I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be listening. K8WOJ. Joe, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to get my little bit later than usual dessert or some kind of dessert for lunch. Had my lunch and had the vitamins I needed in the fill spot, so I got to get some for pleasure, some dessert. Not sure what I'll have, but I got a choices, so that's the main thing. So 7-3 for now. Till next time, KE4 is ZYQ in the bunch. 7-3.
Yeah, okay, 7-3. Sorry about that. Just wanted to make a final comment there. So, yeah, it's sometimes I should wait. I wait usually 15 seconds or maybe 30 seconds, and if I don't get anything back, I'll take off, but I have something else more important to do, and figured if nobody's going to come back to me, I'm out of here. And I don't know. I think, Rick, you know, you're starting off in it, and it's a learning curve, so you're just going to have to learn it, you know. And you're doing fine. You'll get the hang of it. Nobody is expecting to know everything about it. I've been in it for a number of years, and it's okay. It's kind of lost its luster, mainly because of the lack of repeaters in the area. And I just don't want to soak any money into a hotspot. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to spend another $200-$300 for a lousy hotspot to go to one talk group, maybe, where people are, and you may or may not bring anybody up. No, I don't think so. I still like analog FM and HF. And I don't know if these hotspots will come down in price or not. It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't interest me anyway. 7-3, and we'll talk again. WATIJ.
Okay, Greg, good to hear you out there. And, yeah, I got a hotspot, too, and I have yet to get this thing to work with the hotspot. So, and what really freaked me out the other night on that DMR TechNet there, while the net was going on, people were giving me private calls. They would pop up and say, missed call, and I'm like, what? I don't even know what to do. I don't even know how to take a private call. So, and I didn't want to do it in the middle of the net meeting there, so I was a little confused there. But anyway, yeah, there is a sort of a learning curve there. But have a great day. We'll catch you later. K8WJ.
KD8IWS Mobile.
Hey, how you doing? Just heading back to my shop here from a repair that I had to do on the road here. So not on the road, but at somebody's house.
It looks like I'm too far from the repeater. 7-3, KD8IWS, Mobile, clear.
Okay, see you guys, Richie.
KC8S, KWACIJ. KE8FCR, monitoring.
KE8RUH.
KE8FCR, good afternoon. Name here is Mike.
Hey Mike, this is KE8RUH. My name is Anthony.
Hey Anthony, glad you're pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming back. Just installed my first mobile radio here in my truck, so been trying to get a contact, and you're the first one on this radio, so I appreciate it. How's my audio sound on your end?
Sounding like you did a good job installing that radio, that's for sure.
Awesome, awesome. I appreciate it. It was quite an adventure figuring out installing a mobile radio, that's for sure. A lot different than just grabbing a handheld and turning it on.
Yeah, but having that extra power will be well worth it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already enjoying it. I live out in the country north of New Baltimore, so not too many repeaters, you know, up near that way. I know we have there's one in Richmond. That's the one I'm on right now, kind of rolling up 94, heading home from work. But that's probably the closest one.
Probably. There's also, I don't know where you're at specifically, but there's also the one in Mount Clemens, and that one gets pretty good coverage, but Richmond may be closer to you.
Yeah, I still need to add the Mount Clemens analog to this this radio. It's Hytera DMR radio, so I have the Mount Clemens DMR site from MI5 or the Central Michigan Network, but I overlooked their analog network when I was taking up the first code plug.
W8RCY.
What's up, Donald?
Just a quick break-in. Anthony, I ain't having Prince Spaghetti tonight. I've got no power to cook the spaghetti, so you either do a DoorDash delivery or I'm SOL. I'll let you and the other gentleman get back to it.
Yeah, Donald, I just got power back a little bit ago, so I saw on the map I got some friends that live over in your area that they do not have power right now either, so that's a bummer. Hopefully it comes back quickly.
Yeah, I'm just saving my batteries on my radio, so I was just checking at the bottom of the hour, see what's going on out there. I'll come back on the air in about another hour or so unless the power kicks back on, which was supposed to be back on by 3:30, and I think they missed that time slot. So anyway, I just thought I'd let you know, no Prince Spaghetti for me tonight. And you just have a good safe trip home, and I'll let you and the other gentleman who's got the new mobile set up there. You sound good at this, and I'm over in Madison Heights, area 696, Andy Quinder, whose name is Donald, and the call sign is W8RCY. Have a good afternoon, gentlemen.
W8RCY, KE8FCR, name here is Mike. Appreciate the signal report there. I'm county, or at the 26 mile county line up here in the Casco Township, Chesterfield, northern Chesterfield area.
Yeah, you're sounding good, Mike, so that's good. Which Hytera radio are you running?
Okay, I got the MD782i. It's the UHF low band or low DMR. It's a commercial radio, so it doesn't have all the nice front panel programming features of the amateur radios, but the build quality on this thing is it's rock solid. It's just as good as a Motorola that I own, I'd say.
That's cool. Yeah, I've never owned one of those Hyteras, but I've seen a lot of them, and they look like they're pretty good, pretty rock solid.
Yeah, this is my first Hytera, and I'm enjoying it so far. Getting wideband for it to do the amateur repeaters was the biggest hurdle to overcome, but I found there's a couple of Hytera dealers that will sell, they call it the wideband super license, so now that I have that on my computer, I could program any Hytera radio I want wideband for our amateur repeaters, which is pretty handy.
Well, that's cool. So now you're going to have to get invested in other Hytera radios, it sounds like.
Pretty much. Yeah, I'm kind of buying into the Hytera world now. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't mind one with a little power supply for home, you know, until I upgrade the general and can get an HF rig going at home.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a couple radios set up on power supplies at the house, that one in the garage and one in the basement, depending on where I'm at. Have them tuned on when I'm in those respective areas, so it's pretty cool. Makes things pretty easy.
That's nice. I'd like to get there at some point. Just rolling with the handhelds while I'm around the house right now, but it's a little difficult because I have a metal roof on my house. So, you know, wonderful for storm protection and, you know, being a roof I don't really have to worry about changing out, but not so great for RF.
I feel your pain. I'm in Grosse Pointe, and it's kind of no man's land for repeaters. If I'm not on a mobile, I'm not getting in. There's just no, whether it's ham or GMRS, there are no repeaters that are really close enough to me to get in with the handheld. So that's why I have a couple mobiles in the, like I said, in the garage and in the basement.
Oh, that is unfortunate. I can at least walk out onto my back porch and hit the Richmond repeater with a handheld, just barely. But having a mobile, I could reach down to Mount Clemens, get on DMR or even their GMRS repeater there. But anyway, I'm pulling into the house here, so I will let you go. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. SKE8FCR, I will be clear.
All right, it was good talking to you. I'm also pulling in the driveway now, so perfect timing. This is KE8RUH, and have a great evening.
KF8CZD, listening.
Harry, Ron, and Hermione had passed every section. Harry was amazed that he had got through potions. He had a shrewd suspicion that Dumbledore might have stepped in to stop Snape failing him on COVID. Snape's behavior toward Harry over the past week had been quite alarming. Harry wouldn't have thought it possible that Snape's dislike for him could increase, but it certainly had. A muscle twitched unpleasantly at
the Harry Potter!
Time he looked at Harry, and he was constantly flexing his fingers, as though itching to place them around Harry's throat. Percy had gathered
W.D.M.
Fred and George had scraped a handful of oats, W.L.S.H. Gryffindor House, meanwhile, largely thanks to their spectacular performance,
it's the bird repeater.
Won the House Championship for the third year running. This meant that the end of term feast took place amid decorations in scarlet and gold.
Hey, Dumbledore!
That's why mine stays in the dashboard.
After 7 hours and 17 minutes, we officially have power. W8RCY.
Throughout my call.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm just hanging out in the garage and had the radio on. Heard you call out and figured I would try to see if... I've been having some trouble on the radio that I'm talking on getting into the repeater, so it sounds like I'm getting in, which is good.
Yeah, you're in there. There's some bacon fire, but it's not bad. I'm on the West Bloomfield repeater. It's a little closer to where I live, and normally I can bring it up on low power, but for some reason I have to be on high power tonight, so maybe it's weather-related or something.
Maybe, and I think mine has a little bit to do with the antenna placement that I have going with this setup, so need to upgrade that, have all the stuff to do it, just need to get around to doing it, so... How are the Tigers doing this evening?
Well, they're still better ball. Jack Trader had a rough opening. It's 2-0 right now. So, you know, they scored 3 and we just have not answered at all. So, it's been kind of a ho-hum game so far. I think we're about the 7th inning or so. I gotta check.
Okay, yeah, I watched the end of the game last night, I think it was, and they pulled out a win, I think, which was pretty good, so hopefully they can keep doing it. I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention. I know for a while they were really doing well, and I don't know if they're still on that roll or not.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, they are. They're doing well. It's, yeah, last night was a good game. They really pulled it out at the end. And, yeah, they're first place in the entire Major League Baseball and the first team to 50 wins out of all teams. So they're still on a tear.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch, fun to stay involved in when they're winning. Keep it exciting.
Okay, yeah, they're in the bottom of the ninth. We're going into the bottom of the ninth, so this is our last chance to try to save this. We'll see what happens. We've got an office field trip to the game tomorrow, so I'll be down there tomorrow. We'll see if the weather holds out. Right now, it does not look good. It's like 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, so we'll see what happens. And hopefully it's a good game if it actually happens. Fingers crossed.
Well, yeah, for your sake, I hope it does happen, and I don't think you could ever have a bad time at a Thursday afternoon ball game in the summertime. That's like what summer's all about.
Oh, yeah, there is that. It'll be a good time whether or not the winner leaves, and I think I've managed to clear my schedule for the rest of the afternoon, so once we're back at the office, we can either tie one on or head home, but... again, fingers crossed, it should be a good game. We have an annual office outing to a game, and last year was, you know, 90 degrees and sunny and hot, and everyone came home sunburned, and so tomorrow's kind of the opposite of that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it holds out for you, and it's just cloudy. It's always nice if you can be there, and it's cloudy and breezy. That way nobody gets really sunburned and it's never too hot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be almost up to 90. I think it said 88. I looked at the weather report for Detroit. I just put in Detroit, Michigan, and it said up to 88. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's not too bad, but looking forward to it. It'll be fun after all. We'll kind of see what happens at the bottom inning here, bottom of the ninth. See if they pull something together. 3 runs is a lot to make up for in half an inning.
It certainly is. I wouldn't want to
be put in that position. Yeah. Well, whatever setup you've got going there is getting in. It's got some noise. It's got some bacon fry, but you're 100% copyable. It's not an issue at all. And not sure. Like I said, I can usually bring this repeater up on low power from the patio, and for whatever reason I had to go to high power from the little handheld HT here, so again, it could just be weather related, but did I work from home today? I try to work from home on Wednesdays if I can, and today was a work from home day, got my bipolar antennas put back up. They both came down in the high winds we had last week and earlier this week, so a little time to put them back up, and got to get my shot back together and get back in the air, but one step at a time.
Yeah, we were pretty windy over here yesterday. Actually, I was out of power from 4 p.m. yesterday till 2 p.m. today. So I went into the office this morning, left around probably noon, came home, turned the generator back on, and luckily they got me turned back on and had AC again by 2 p.m. Pretty nice. And I just finished the work day out here at home.
Very good. Yeah, we didn't have much yesterday. Well, at least I don't think so. It was, whatever it was, we never had any issues with electricity. That was power went out. And we had, one of the antennas came down in the, it was last week. It was when we had that heat wave coming in. We had some pretty bad winds. Just held up with ropes in the trees. So. They were through the ropes and eventually they come down. So once or twice every summer I got to put them back up, and then usually pretty good through winter, and then next spring and then come back down again. It's what you get.
Yeah, I got to get an antenna or two up. I just have, right now I just have my dual band antenna on the roof, and have a couple of, I have one HF antenna that I want to get up and hopefully get on 10 meters, keep them listening in other spots, but, I gotta get that done, but keep putting it off, hopefully this summer I'll get it done.
Yeah, we're in a fair spot maximum right now, so conditions are pretty good overall. It's a good time to be on HF if you can do it.
Yes, I'll get around to it sooner or later. You know, only have a million projects. And once I get down on the list of that, it'll get up for sure.
Yes, well, I'm gonna cut short here for a second. I'm gonna run inside in between pitches here and get one more ice cube for my drink and be back out in a little bit. But yeah, thanks for coming up. Thanks for chat. We'll catch you in a bit. K8BB.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. I'll likely still be in the garage tinkering around. So I'll call back out and maybe we'll chat again in a little bit. K8RG.
K8WYN.